Hello everyone, thanks for joining today. Welcome to our talk on hole punching in the wild. Sometimes I would say we're going to talk about the biggest hack of the internet, which I would refer to as hole punching. We want to talk a bit about learnings from doing hole punching on larger networks. Some might remember me from last year in FOSDEM, where I introduced our way of doing hole punching, and today we're coming here with a bunch of data. So who are we? Dennis, do you want to introduce yourself?
Yeah, okay. My name is Dennis. I'm working at Proco Labs as a research engineer at a team called ProBlab, and I'm mainly focusing on network measurements and protocol optimizations that come out of these measurements. And yeah, I was working with Max on this hole punching campaign.
Very cool. And I'm Max, again, software engineer. You can find us anywhere there online if you want. Happy to communicate online further after the talk. And we're also around at the venue. Wonderful. Okay, what are we doing today? I want to do a very quick intro to LibP2P, a peer-to-peer networking library, but then dive right into the problem of why firewalls and NATs are rather hard for peer-to-peer networking. The solution, which in some cases is hole punching, then how LibP2P does all that, and then we have been running a large measurement campaign on the internet in the wild, collecting data how well hole punching works out there. And we're going to present those findings and then kind of have takeaways, what we learned from there and where we're going from there. All right, LibP2P. Just a quick introduction. It's a peer-to-peer networking library. It's an open source project. There is one specification, and then there are many implementations. Off that specification, among other things, other languages in Go, JS, Rust, Nim, C++, Java, many, many out there. Cool. It provides, I would say, two levels. On the low level, it provides all kinds of different connectivity options. It takes care of the encryption and authentication, here being mutual authentication. And then things like hole punching, for example. And once you have these low-level features of being able to connect to anyone out there in an encrypted and authenticated way, you can then build higher-level protocols on top of that, which LibP2P also provides, like a DHT distributed hash table or gossiping protocols and things like that. And my big statement always about LibP2P is it's all you need to build your peer-to-peer application. All right, so to zoom out a little bit, that's LibP2P. All the things that we're talking about today are implemented in LibP2P, but that doesn't mean you can't implement it in any other networking library if you want to. Our great motivation for LibP2P and in general for peer-to-peer networking is that we have full connectivity among all the nodes within the network to the best of their capabilities, obviously. And in this talk, we're going to focus on the problem of NATs and firewalls for peer-to-peer networking. Now, before all of you yell, like, I'm not saying let's get rid of firewalls. Please, let's not do that. They have a very important purpose. But in some cases, we want to get around them. Okay, cool. I'm here in the network dev room. I'm not going to explain what NATs and firewalls are, network adversaries, firewalls. But we will go a little bit into what that means for hole punching. In general, for hole punching, NATs and firewalls are our big ones that we can have to get around. Okay, what is the problem in some fancy pictures? A wants to send a packet to B, whether that's a TCP SYN or anything, right? And A and B are both behind their home routers. Just imagine two laptops in two different houses. And they want to communicate directly with each other. So A sends a packet to B. It crosses A's router. A's router sets a 5-tuple in its routing table for that packet. And the packet makes it to B. And obviously, a very good thing is that B drops that packet, because it's a packet that it has no clue where it's coming from, probably some wider internet, and it might be an attack, so it's dropping it. It doesn't have any five tuple in its routing table, right? Okay, so that is the problem, and we somehow want to make A and B communicate with each other. So the solution here, in some cases, it's hole punching. We want A and B to connect to each other. Instead of only having A send a packet to B, we have both of them send a packet at the same time. I'm talking in a little bit about what at the same time means, but let's just for now say we have some magic synchronization mechanism. So A sends a packet to B, B sends a packet to A. The packet from A punches a hole in its routing table, so adding a five tuple for